ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Both teams out on the floor getting ready to start this game. Matt Jones will jump center for Paragould and for Mountain Home. And for Paragould, Ashton White will try to win the tip. The official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won. Well, the tip, it was Paragould that got the tip, but Mountain Home was able to get the ball. So they'll have the first possession as they move right to left in this first half. Here is Gilbert with it, throwing it to McGee near the right corner. Down to Jones just outside the paint. Cross court to Gilbert on the left wing. He drills down to the corner, and he'll be fouled by Gavin Hall. That is Hall's first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Rams. We are 16 seconds into this contest as Mountain Home has the first possession of the game. Proctor will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Gilbert, up near the top to McGee. Paragould starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Proctor on the left wing. He'll dribble up to the top. Now gives it near the top to Gilbert, over to Jones on the left side. Over to Proctor near the top. He takes a screen from Taylor, now throws to McGee on the right. Now Gilbert has it there on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Jones gets the offensive rebound. He's going to go back into the lane. He can't get the foul to go, but he gets his own rebound. He can't get that to go either. And this time the rebound comes to Paragould. Gavin Hall brings the ball into the front court for Paragould as they have their first possession of the night. Ball goes over onto Manning on the left side. He drills to the free throw line. Now his pass is knocked away and stolen by Jones. And Paragould's first possession ends in a turnover. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Proctor on the right side. Now over to left to McGee. To Gilbert, he has it there on the left wing. He's going to drill down into lane, going to find McGee just outside the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. Good, and Mountain Home strikes first. Jake McGee off the assist from Wyatt Gilbert. 2-0, Mountain Home with the lead. 6:35 left in this first quarter. Hall walks the ball into the front court for Paragould. Throws over to Schreit on the right side. Loses the handle. The ball. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Proctor. Good defense for Mountain Home. It will be the Rams keeping possession on the baseline with 6:26 left in this opening quarter. Again, Mountain Home has the early 2-0 lead. Hall will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it in to Schreit. Now the ball goes to Oaks. Back to Schreit. He has it near the top. Schreit will drill to the left side near the elbow. Now throws it to the free throw line to White over on the right side. Now the ball goes down to Oaks. His jumper looks like it was blocked a little bit. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Paragould. It will be Mountain Home. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Paragould. They got Ashton White with his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Rams here in the first half. 6:08 left in this first quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading 2-0. Gilbert throws it to Jones, over to Proctor on the right side. Up top to Tabor. Back to Proctor. To Jones on the low block. Jones looking to make a move. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Manning, and back comes Paragould. Hall into the front court. Dribbling on the right side. Now he's going to throw it into the paint to White. His jumper, his little hook shot, that is up and in. And a Paragould's on the board for the first time. 2-2 our score with 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Proctor with the ball on the left wing. Gives up to top to Taylor, down to Jones in the lane. He's going to put up the hook shot right over his defender. Good, and now Jones back on top. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. 4-2, Bombers leading it. 5:15 left in this first quarter. Right into the front court for the Rams. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Manning on the left side. He's going to dribble toward the basket, going into the lane for the layup. Good. Good move by Landon Manning. And we're tied back up at 4-4. Less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's McGee with the ball on the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert on the wing. He finds Proctor cutting into the lane for the layup. His shot is blocked by Manning. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. It will be Mounts home's basketball on the baseline with 4:49 left in this first quarter. Again, it is a game is tied at 4 apiece. Proctor will inbound it, throws it to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert dribbles to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, good. Wyatt Gilbert, this first 2 points of the night puts Mount Helm back on top. 6-4 our score. 4:38 left in the first quarter. Hall into the front court for the Rams. Throws over on the right side to Oaks. Back to Hall up top. Hall's going to drill to the elbow. Thought about the jumper. Now instead he's going to kick it out on the right side to Oaks. Oaks dribbles into the lane. He's going in for the layup. His basket will not count, will not go, that is, but he is fouled, and so he'll head to the free throw line to try to tie this game back up. Dawson Daver picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers. So Ashton Oaks at the free throw line for the first time this evening, for the first time for either team, that is. Oaks' first free throw is up and good. So if he gets this next one, we'll have our third tie of the evening, with the exception of 0-0, of course. Oaks' second free throw is up, bounces around, and finally drops in. Oaks with his first 2 points of the night, and we're knotted up at 6-6 with less than 4.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Ball's quickly in the front court to McGee on the right side, up top to Tabor, down to Proctor near the right elbow, finds McGee in the right corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Jake McGee with 5 points, and Mount Helm's back on top, 9-6 with 4:06 left in the opening period. Here's Hall across the timeline for Perigold. Dribbles to the top, finds White on the near the left elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper, and he gets it. Ashton White with 4 points, and it's a one-point game, 9-8, Mount Helm leading it, 3:47 left in the first quarter. Jones has ball up top, gives it to McGee over on the right wing to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the ramp. His basket counts, and he is fouled. White Gilbert will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:40 left in the first quarter to make it a two-possession game. That foul is on Gavin Hall, his second personal foul. That's a team third against Perigold. Hall will take a seat as he is replaced by a sophomore, Nelson McHaney. So Gilbert at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play, but he cannot get the free throw, and the rebound comes to the Rams. Here is Schreit into the front court. Mount Helm once again in man-to-man. Ball goes over to Manning on the left wing. Now it looks like they might have switched to a 2-3 zone, actually. Schreit gets it back to the top, over to Manning on the left. Back to Schreit. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball still loose. Finally controlled by Tabor. And Mount Helm comes up with the board. Gilbert quickly back the other way. Finds Proctor going into the lane for the running jumper. Will not go. Tabor gets offense rebound. He gets the basket, and he is fouled. Now Dawson Taylor will go to the line to try to convert the three-point play with 3:05 left to play in the first quarter. Ashton Oaks picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against Perigold. So Dawson Taylor gets his first basket, and he gets the free throw. He now has 3 points, and it's a 14-8 Mountain Home lead with over 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Stride across the timeline for Perigold. Ball goes over on the right side to McHaney, back to Schreit. Now Manning has on the left. He's going into lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Perigold is called for over the back. Or what did they call? Okay, they did call a foul. So that is on Ashton Oaks, his second personal foul, team foul number five against Perigold. He's going to check out the game again with his second foul, and he'll be replaced by sophomore Nick Lambert. 2:48 left in this first quarter. Mount Helm with the ball, leading by six. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Once again, Perigold in the man-to-man. Or they may cheat off that and go for the double team. Ball goes over to Proctor on the right side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. He's going to dribble down into the corner, pull up for the jumper. Rolls around, does not go. Tabor gets the rebound. He goes back up with it. It rolls around. That one will not go either. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Helm. And it will be Perigold's basketball with 2:23 left in this first quarter. 14-8, Mountain Home with the advantage. Schreit walks the ball into the front court for the Rams. Ball goes over to Manning on the right side. Back to Schreit up top. Back to Manning on the right. Back to Schreit. Over on the left side to McHaney. Back to Schreit. Back to McHaney. Down the corner it goes to White. He's going to put up the jumper. Good. Ashton White with 6 points on the evening. 14-10, Mountain Home leading it, less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. Over to Jones. He's going to pull up near the corner for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound to Proctor. He drills back out of the paint. Kicks out to Jones on the right side. Mount Tom will sit back up. Ball goes over to Proctor in the right corner. He drills out to the wing. Throws up top to McGee. McGee gives to Gilbert near the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He tips it back up and in. Matt Jones with 4 points. 16-10, Mount Tom leading. 1:25 left in the first quarter. Right into the front court, throws over on the right side to McHaney, over near the elbow to Lambert. On the left side, it goes to Manning, up top to Shrite. Shrite will take the screen, drill to the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound comes to Proctor, and back come the Bombers. I've already got eight rebounds for Mountain Home so far, so they're crashing the boards so far. Tabor gets ball in the paint, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact. He'll head back to the free throw line with exactly 1 minute left in this period. That foul is called on Nick Lambert, his first personal foul. That's already his 16th foul against the Rams here in the first half. Next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. First free throw for Tabor is up and in. Now taking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home is Reed Ellison, a junior from Mountain Home, as he replaces Jake McGee. By the way, that first free throw for Tabor made it a three-possession game. As Tabor gets the second free throw, extends the lead even further. It's now 18-10 with 1 minute left in this first quarter. Now Tabor's going to check out the game, as he'll be replaced by senior Chris Matusiak. Shrite will walk the ball into the front court for the Rams. Dribbles to the right side. Looks like Mount Holmes back into man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left side to White. Now Shrite has it. He drills to the left wing. Now goes back up to the top, to the free throw line now. He loses the handle of the ball, and White Gilbert comes up with a steal. He's quickly back the other way for the fast break. Layup good. White Gilbert with 6 points on the night. 20-10, Mount Holmes leading it. Here is Shrite with it, throws over to Manning on the left wing. Manning's going down into the lane, and they're going to call a foul well before his layup attempt with 14.4 seconds left. I believe they're going to get Chris Matusiak with that foul. That's Matusiak's first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. Lambert will turn the inbound pass for Paragould on the baseline. Gets into Manning in the corner. He's going to drill into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home with 9 seconds left. Jones into the front court. He throws it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to dribble there on the wing. Now going down to the corner. Kicks out to Matusiak. Now ball goes into the right corner. Going up for the three is Reed Ellison, and he gets it. So Matt Rome will take a 13-point lead just before the buzzer. And we played 8 minutes so far. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Paragould 23-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.